The provincial government is investing in a clean energy project linked to a new youth sports center in Sydney. The announcement was made this week at the Legends Arena, formerly the Centennial Arena, located in the south end of Sydney. Tomorrow's Legends, a nonprofit organization in Sydney, has been renovating the arena to turn it into a multi-sport indoor complex. While work is underway inside, Minister of Mental Health and Addictions and Cape Breton East MLA Brian Comer announced they will be funding a project on the outside to make the building energy efficient.
I'm very pleased to announce today that the government is investing $347,000 to help Tomorrow's Legends install state-of-the-art solar energy system and central control system right here at Legends Arena. This funding becomes available through the Sustainable Communities Challenge Fund, which supports projects that help Nova Scotians adapt to climate change and reduce emissions. But this announcement is really about today's our youth and our kids. We know that when young people have access to sport, they build confidence, strengthen relationships, improve their physical and mental health. They learn skills with teamwork, resilience, leadership, and they find community belonging. And for many, sport is a protective factor, keeping them engaged, supported, connected at moments when they could otherwise be vulnerable. As Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, I see every day how critical these aspects are for our youth. Sport is really about community. Congratulations to Tomorrow's Legends on today's announcement, and best of luck with the future. Thank you very much.
Tomorrow's Legends also received $6 from the province's Low Carbon Communities Program in 2024 for designing the solar panel system. President and CEO of Tomorrow's Legends, Bill Katchafanis, spoke more about the work being done on the arena.
We started this project really back in 2019, and the idea was to build a sports facility in the greater Sydney area that is open to everyone in Cape Breton. And at the time, I didn't know Councillor Perush. This is his district, and he kind of had a vision of wanting to see this area as a sports hub, and we kind of needed to do something with this building so we can join all the other great amenities that currently surround the place. So it really started out as a sports project, a sports initiative, and my team have learned so much along the road about, yes, it is a sports facility, but it's all centered around climate. And that means that it's a win-win in the sense that we wanted to make affordable sporting for our youth. So you do that by reducing your energy consumption, reducing your energy bills, your heat bills, your light bills, etc. But it also, it's good for the environment. And the more that we get into this, the more that we understood and realized how important climate mitigation and climate adaption is. This fund is critical for our organization because it enabled us to finish the solar component, which is the racking of 410 rooftop solar panels. After this presentation is over, you can go back to the beginning of the property where you come in and take a look up at the roof. The entire south side of the roof is now rooftop solar, and actually that is going live tomorrow afternoon. So the building will start producing its own energy, so whatever we consume or take, we give back as a net zero facility. And the other component that was critical for us was the installation of a new control system. And the control system automates our heating and lighting. So instead of having our lighting 24 hours a day, that your lights are always on, we're going to reduce instant consumption of energy by 35% by having those lights automatically turn off when there's nobody in the building. So it's all the little things that turned into big things, and that makes our sports affordable for the youth. Currently, we have, I think since we got started on this, 2,200 kids now enrolled and can't wait for the project to open. So I want to give a heartfelt thank you on behalf of me and the entire Tomorrow's Legends organization to the Governor of Nova Scotia, who stepped up in a big way to make this happen. And this pretty much gets us fully funded for this phase.
Comer was joined by fellow provincial ministers Fred Tilley and John White, who shared remarks on behalf of their departments. Tilley, Minister of Public Works and Northside Westmount MLA, spoke about the work the government is doing to fight climate change.
As we all know, global climate change is impacting every area of our province. Our best defense is to know the possible impacts and then adapt according to our individual circumstances. Our government is with Nova Scotians every step of the way, with programs like Sustainable Communities Challenge Fund that provides grant funding for projects that help communities become resilient to climate change. With our Clean Power Plan that is guiding Nova Scotia's transition to clean, renewable energy, and with a climate plan with 68 actions. With a climate risk assessment that gives Nova Scotians science-based information on the possible risks that climate change may bring so that they can take informed action and more.
Minister of Housing and Glace Bay Dominion MLA John White spoke about how this project is linked to his department.
In housing, we often talk about homes that are more than just bricks and mortar. They create stability, dignity, and belonging. It's a sense of belonging that I speak about a lot in my own personal life. Belonging doesn't stop at the front door. It extends into neighborhoods, gathering places, and community spaces that help people feel rooted and supported. It's that sense of belonging that helps reduce vandalism. It's a sense of belonging that really does bring community together. Tomorrow's Legends is one of those places. Bill and his team have created a space where people can grow, learn, and thrive. A space where families can come together. A space where that strengthens the simple fabric that binds Cape Breton. So while today's announcement is about clean energy and climate leadership, I stand here as a housing minister. It's also about strengthening the border or the broader community that surrounds every home, because that's what a true community really is.
Following the announcement, Cape Breton Regional Municipality District 6 Councillor and Deputy Mayor Glenn Perouche, who was in attendance, shared his reaction.
It's nice to see the province get on board here and help us out here, because as Bill mentioned, they, in order to hit this phase of the project, he was a little short. So for the province to come up with almost $400,000 for us is beautiful. And when Bill talks about when this project started, I remember 2018 when he originally took this to a council of the day that my father was on. And that council, I guess, didn't necessarily agree with the direction. Gave Bill some things to work on. Bill came back in 2020 to council, and we were at that council of that day was ready to see the need for a court sport facility in the CBRM, because this will be the first one we have.
Minister Comer spoke more about what the announcement will mean for the community.
Yeah, I think it's a really positive day for youth in Cape Breton. I think, as Bill said, there's already 2,200 children that are signed up for sports, and it's not even open yet, which is pretty incredible. We know there's a huge need here for youth sports in Cape Breton and the impacts that can have on your mental health and your physical health, right? So having young children myself, I certainly see the value that this can have on the community moving forward, specifically for court sports. And it's also, I think, pretty neat that it's a really forward-thinking project in terms of climate change with the solar panels and the renewable and net zero building. That's pretty remarkable achievement by the group.
With the arena now fully funded, Katchafanis spoke more about how the addition of solar energy will have a direct impact on the youth who use the arena.
Two reasons. One is affordability for youth. So if we don't have a power bill and you don't have a light bill, which are the two biggest things for a volunteer organization, salaries are not necessarily involved for us, but certainly, you know, heat and lights are a big part of it. So if we don't have a heat bill and we don't have a light bill, that can translate directly to the kids for reducing enrollment. That's one. Obviously, carbon footprint. So the more green that you are with the lighting automation, the heating automation, and all the controls that's running 24/7, that reduces your carbon footprint.
Katchafanis says currently there will be volleyball, pickleball, cheerleading, and a basketball academy using the arena's spaces.
We have a lot of great hockey facilities here. There's ice rinks all over Cape Breton Island, and they're wonderful, and hockey's a great sport. I've played it many times when I was a kid, but we really didn't have a whole lot for courts, so getting basketball, volleyball, pickleball, cheerleading, we could even do slow pitch, indoor training, winter training, that sort of thing. There's lots you can do, and lots of inquiries still coming in for other sports, yeah.
He says they plan to open the building in stages as sections are completed, but hope to be fully open next summer and hold a grand opening event. Katchafanis says children from all over Cape Breton are welcome to join the programs at the Legends Arena. The Sustainable Communities Challenge Fund was created in 2021 as part of the Environmental Goals and Climate Change Reduction Act, a legislative commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, respond to climate change, transform how Nova Scotians produce and use energy, and make homes and buildings more energy efficient. Since launching, the fund has announced about $15 million for projects to help Nova Scotians respond to climate change. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.